Okay, well, hello, everybody. It's 7:04 California time, 10:04 New York Eastern Standard Time, and hope that tonight I'm a help to you in some way, shape, or form to be able to take your business in this next 45 minutes or so to the next level. Now, there's a lot of you that I've never heard on this call before, and so John just really did a great job just kind of explaining my story. I just want to tell you that when I started in this industry, I was 19 years old. Exactly 15 years ago, the month of December, was my first introduction to the network marketing industry. And honestly, I did not know what I was looking at. I went to a home presentation, signed up because I felt sorry for the lady. I was the only person that showed up. And she was expecting quite a few guests. You could tell by the amount of chairs she had sitting out. And so I wound up getting started and did absolutely nothing with it. She dragged me to a couple church meetings after that and really just didn't quite catch the concept. Until JP actually kind of badgered me, so to speak, in getting on these different conference calls that I could listen to and dragged me down to Southern California to this training. And I finally got the picture. April of 1989 is when I got the picture that, wow, this is cool. This is kind of a neat thing. And I sat in a training where there were four men talking, and the first three did not impress me at all. Saw them to be scam artists, but the fourth one really got me. And he spent 25 years in the corporate world as an engineer, and after 25 years was laid off from his job. His words echo in my ears. Don't make the same mistake I did. I spent 25 years of my life investing into somebody else's corporation only to lose everything all in a day. Get started now in network marketing. And he said that he had made more money monthly than he did all year long working as an engineer. And so I figured that if I messed this thing up by 90% and it took me 10 years to get there, then I still would do better in network marketing than I ever would in a job. And that really was my hope, that if all I ever do is just make the same amount of money that I do work in a normal job, which you all have heard, just over broke. Even if that's all I did, but I was my own boss, that was very intriguing to me. I didn't set out to make millions of dollars or to get filthy, stinking rich. However, it was intriguing to me to be my own boss and make as much or as little as I decided to. And so I got started, and I'd love to tell you that I was a raving wonderful success my first 6 months, but I wasn't. I was a total failure my first 6 months. Couldn't sponsor anybody, couldn't sell any product. I did everything they told me to do, but I couldn't figure it out for nothing. Nothing was working for me, and I'm telling you, I worked hard. I worked really hard out there doing, you know, putting out tons of these flyers and tons of these water filters, which is the first company that I worked with, and all of you know which one that is. And it just failed for me until I ran into somebody who was making $15,000 more a month than I was, and I asked him to teach me how to crawl, walk, and run, and he did. He agreed. Told me that I needed to go and pay for a training seminar and invest in my future. And I didn't have the money. I was $25,000 in debt. I had not had an income for six straight months. We lived off of my credit cards, and I seriously did not have a way. But you know what? Where there is a will, there is a way. And when there's a burning desire, people make decisions and do things that they normally would not do. All of a sudden, the excuses go out the window, and everything else just says, you know what? Forget it. I have to make this work. And I don't know why I didn't quit. It is amazing when I look back. It is absolutely amazing how I did not quit. After all those months of failing, I think I was challenged by failure somehow, challenged by the loss of losing all that money and never succeeding, but went to a training and came out of that and made $4,000 the first 8 days. The next check was $11,000, $15,000, then the fourth month was $21,000, which was amazing to me. I just turned 21 years of age, and to turn over an income like that was absolutely out of this world. Something far more than I ever dreamt of ever making in my life. And so after that, I wound up getting married, and the man that I married within a few months drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. My business had been stolen from me in the meantime, and I wound up totally destitute, broke. From the top of the world being the number one international producer to the bottomless pit of hell, living completely homeless, 50 pounds overweight, $35,000 in debt, and absolutely no income, no friends or family anywhere around, and I wound up living on a beach in Hawaii, completely homeless in every way, shape, and form. I mean, totally destitute, broke. And it wound up, I believe, God planted me in this industry to have me stay in this industry, because that was the time where I was like, finished, done, no way, never going to do it again. And I got backed into it because I had a rear end that was too large and a waistline that was rapidly exceeding where I wanted it to be, and wound up getting backed in on accident through a weight loss product. And it was very interesting. From the trunk of my car and a payphone booth, the very end of December, December 26th to the 31st of December, created over $4,000 worth of sales volume. Worst time of the year in the world to try to do that with a product that was the worst kind of product you could have in the state of Hawaii, where they believe that it's beautiful to be heavy. I am the wrong color and I'm the wrong sex, okay? Everything was wrong about my situation. And there's a reason why I'm really going into detail with this, because we're going to talk about excuses and the objections that you get from your customers. And what you'll find is you're looking for desire, because desire says, forget it with my excuses. Desire says, that doesn't matter, I'm doing it anyway. That's what it says. Focus says, get out of my way or follow. Or get out of my way or I'm knocking you over or you're going to follow me, one or the other. And so $2,000 profit that first 10 hours that I put into my business from a payphone booth in the trunk of my car. I had no product, no brochures, no nothing. I had nothing but a desire. My first full-time month in that company broke all their international sales records as what they called a supervisor. Had no idea I was number one in the world, did $74,000 worth of sales volume in about 5 or 6 days. Started making a six-figure income immediately, made $250,000 my first year with that company, starting totally homeless to 1 year later buying a home, $250,000 home, which was totally crazy at the age of 21. And so I'm saying this, desire is what you're looking for, and you cannot create that desire in people. Either they have it or they don't. Either they see it or they don't, and you really need to know that from a foundation in your business. Because if this broke cocktail waitress, you know, got started all by myself, by the way, my sponsor was 3,000 miles away. She had no idea how to build the business. She'd been in it for 8 years and basically just retail product, and that was it. She had a great testimony on that product, and that's all I did was tell her story like crazy. And when people would give me objections, I would just say, you know, I don't know. All I know is this girl lost 160 pounds, and for some reason you're not happy with it, you'll get your money back. What have you got to lose besides that size 14? What have you got to lose besides your waistline that you're not happy with? You know, what have you got to lose other than the pounds that you're not satisfied with? And so really the bottom line foundation of my business was, number one, was belief in what I was doing. And so you guys were gracious enough to send me questions. A lot of you emailed me a bunch of objections that you guys get. We're going to go through as many of those as we possibly can, because we got totally inundated with these emails, and I'm glad. And I'm thinking about doing a four-week course on closing on the phone, thinking about it. Do that just yet. But anyway, let's talk about the foundation of dealing with objections. The first thing is this. And mind you, and I've done training seminars ever, and this is what I can tell you. When you do the foundation right, then the rest comes so easily. And, you know, I've trained thousands of people, and closing is something that my sales force is very good at, got very, very good at. I mean, we're talking closing machines, where we developed loads of people doing $40,000-$50,000 a month worth of sales volume, and a much larger group of people doing $20,000-$30,000 worth of brand new volume. I'm talking from zero to a brand new fresh. I'm not talking about their organizational volume. I'm talking fresh sales volume. And so this area of the business, we know how to duplicate this puppy. Okay, we know how to do this. But there has to be a foundation. There's a few things, a few ingredients that if you don't have them, you're in big trouble. That's all I have to say. You're in big trouble if you don't have these few things. And here we go on this. One of them is that if you find the need of your prospect, it's so simple to fill it. And so, which means that you have to ask a lot of questions and you need to be quiet, apply the duct tape on your mouth after you ask these closing questions so that they can talk and spill their guts. They will tell you exactly how to close them. On the CDs, if you go to my website, DannyJohnson.com, there's some CDs that we made from the First Step Seminar out in North Carolina. These CDs, I'm telling you, step by step, go through this foundational part of how to get the prospect basically to tell you how to close them. But 90% of the people out there are so busy just, how can I say this and not sound bad? Just basically overloading their prospect. That's a clean way to say it. Overloading their, I wanted to say puking, all over their prospect with tons of information, which gives the answer, your prospect's going to give the answer of, oh, I need to think about it. Why? Because you totally gave them too much to think about. That's why. And so when you can find their need, and you just ask them a couple quick closing questions, which is on those CDs, then they wind up saying exactly how to close them. In fact, you will hear on those CDs, step by step, I mean, there was a lady who gave me an objection, and I just shut up. I had the duct tape on my mouth, and she just closed herself. She backed herself into it because she heard her excuses. When she heard her excuses, boom, there she came out with it already. And so one of the foundations, a very important ingredient, is that you need to, while building a rapport with that prospect, before the presentation even starts, finding their need. Whatever that need may be, it could be that they need to get out of debt, but they're sick and tired of the burden of debt hanging over their head. They're sick and tired of bill collectors. They're sick and tired of going to the mailbox and seeing two things, junk mail and credit card bills. They're sick and tired of living under that horrible heaviness and oppression that puts them into depression because of a debt. Whether it's $2,000, $5,000, or $50,000, or $200,000, there's nothing more pressing than debt. And so, and there is really very few things that are as liberating as being debt-free. I don't know if any of you on this call are debt-free, but I'm telling you, it feels really good. Feels really, really good. And I don't care how much money you make, you can be debt-free. Debt-free is a habit. Just as much as being in bondage to debt is also a habit. It doesn't matter at all what your income is. Period. End of story. It's a bad habit to get out of. But I don't know why I went there. Someone needed to hear that on this call. Anyway, but your prospect, their need could be they've got to get out of debt. And then you ask them, how serious are you about getting out of debt? And if they are deadly serious about that, I mean, if you say on a scale of 1 to 10, tell me how serious you are about getting out of debt. I'm a 10. Really? Why? And if they start unloading, man, I'm so sick and tired of going to the mailbox and seeing two things, junk mail and credit card bills. I'm so sick and tired of being under this feeling of being behind all the time. I run out of month before I run out. I mean, I run out of money before I run out of month. I'm sick and tired of financing the kids' clothes and all that other kind of stuff. Whatever it is, find their need. And when you can do that, that's a huge part of the foundation because then you just build the presentation around their need. And all you do is build up, well, look, here is a way that you can make that happen. Here's a way you can get out of debt. This is a business. This is not buying another pair of shoes that you don't need. This is a business opportunity. It is an asset that if you put your time into it, then it will pay you dividends monthly. And eventually those dividends will compound and grow and continue to pay you more for the same amount of work that you're putting into it. It's an investment of your time that will pay you handsomely as time goes on, as you consistently work it. And so when you find the need, which is the bottom line foundation, okay, then closing is so easy. And so this is what was hard for me. You know, I see these questions and think, okay, there's only actually one or two that I've ever gotten in my whole life that were on these. And here's why, and I said this from the front of the room because I used to and still do. Whenever I train on closing or handling objections, I get all these questions and people say, what do you say when people say this? Well, here's the truth of the matter. I very rarely ever get anyone say any of those things, like is a pyramid scheme. I just don't get it, and here's why. Because the foundation, if it's built right, then the rest of it just unfolds so beautifully and easily, it's unbelievable, okay? So here's the other thing in the foundation. In the foundational box, here's the other thing, is your belief system. Because your belief communicates to other people. And so if your belief is that your products are too expensive, guess what? That emanates through the phone completely. It's just like when you look at your kids and you know they're lying, your lie-o-meter goes off. Or you're talking on the phone with your kids, you know they're lying, guess what? The lie-o-meter is going off. The same exact thing when you are on the phone with one of your prospects, and you're telling how great the products are, but you don't believe that they are, the lie-o-meter is going up, and they can sense that you're lying. They can sense that you don't believe what you're saying, and they can feel it through the stinking phone. And that's the truth. It's worse in person. This is the truth. Oh, so help me God. This is the absolute truth about people. This is the way he made us. it's that whatever, sixth sense, discernment is honestly the scriptural thing to call it. It is discernment. We can discern when someone's being fake. We can discern when someone has an agenda. We can discern when somebody's got dollar signs in their eyes and all of a sudden we just have this tendency to guard our checkbook. We can discern it. Just as though, and I, on the CDs, there's a story on there that talks about the FedEx guy. I'm going to tell this in 3 minutes. I hope I can do this. The FedEx guy, he's about to lose his job. He has delivered 2 packages late. If he delivers the 3rd package late, he loses his job forever. He's got 3 kids at home. His wife will have a cow if he loses their main source of income. He pulls up to the house. It is 10:28. If he doesn't deliver this package by 10:30, he's a goner. He goes up to the gate. He sees this huge sign that says, "Beware of vicious dog." The sign scares him half to death. He's terrified of animals, but he's going to lose his job and have skinny kids if he doesn't get his package to the door. He opens up the gate. He takes a peek around. He sees no dog. So he runs through, presses the doorbell, and the door slams, and all of a sudden, no, it's not a dog. It's a stinking horse with gigantic fangs, and it is growling, and it is drooling, and it is smiling, if you can imagine. This animal is smiling. If you can imagine a great, no, great Danes are too nice. A Doberman Pinscher. Mean sucker, man. Just mean, you know, totally coming at you. You are pressing the door going, "Please be home, please be home, please be home." All of a sudden, the gate opens. A little 4-year-old walks in. The neighbor next door walks in. "Hi, puppy." Pets the dog. The dog licks her face. What was the difference between the FedEx guy, you, and the little 4-year-old blonde-headed neighbor with pigtails? The difference was she couldn't read. And you could. When it said, "Beware of vicious dog," you then had fear enter you. That dog knew you were afraid and played on it. Guess what? Your prospect is just like that dog. Just like that dog. The little girl couldn't read. She didn't know it was a vicious dog. That was done in 2 minutes. That's good. So emanations. That is determined by your belief system. And if you believe that your product is too expensive, if you believe that your products they can get at Walmart, if you believe that this is a pyramid scam, you're going to get those objections all the time. Now, how do you know what your beliefs are? What kind of objections are you getting all the time? That will tell you what area in your belief system that you need to work on. Because if you are hearing all the time it's too expensive, guess what? You believe those products are too expensive. Oh, my gosh, and don't even try to argue with me on this. I've done this in front of thousands of people where there will be a way to say, "You know, my friends all say the products are just too expensive." And guess their answer. Do you think they're too expensive? Well, yeah, kind of. Boom, there it is, because she's emanating on the phone. In fact, the way she's presenting it is probably going, "I'll give you a discount." If you offer your customers a discount right off the bat, guess what? That's telling them that you think they're too expensive and they're not worth the full price of retail that everyone else in the world is paying for them. And so emanations is another very powerful thing in your foundation. You've got to make sure that you are emanating the right thing. You've got to make sure you're putting the right foot forward. And if there is fear involved, or if you are thinking, "Oh, who in the world would ever have time to build something like this?" Guess what? You're going to get time objections from people. Why? Because we reap what we sow. That's why. Because whatever you think will happen. That is, guys, that is as old as the scriptures. It says it in there. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That is a reality. If you in your heart is thinking that the business that you're in is too hard for people, or it's too expensive, or it is a pyramid scam, you're going to get those objections all the time. So if you find that you're getting objections constant, like you're getting the same one a lot, what do you think the odds of that happening are? That for somehow you place an advertisement in Podunk who knows where everybody in that town has no time? I don't think so. They would not be answering an ad for a home-based business if they had no time. They wouldn't be answering an ad for a home-based business if they had no money. They had money to go buy another $10 pair of Payless plastic shoes. Then they got the money. They have the money to get started in their business. It's all about desire and have you made it worth it for them to get started. And literally, some of you, it's going to take a first step seminar, which is like a major overhaul in your head, in your soul, in your spirit, in your mind. in your emotions, and then he quits completely with all kinds of professional skill level to get over this issue right here. Some people, man, it takes several seminars before they go, oh, you mean my prospects just playing with me? Yes, they're lying to you, folks. They wouldn't be asking for a business opportunity if they didn't have the time. Duh. They already figured out that they have more time and they need to make more money. You just didn't find their need to fill it, okay? So there you go on that one. Okay? Okay. Here's another thing. That was three things I gave you in your foundation. One, find their need. Two, belief system, which leads to three, which is emanations, okay? Number four, realize that excuses are nothing but well-planned lies. Gosh, if you could live by that, your whole life would massively, 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 dramatically, outrageously change forever. Excuses are well-planned lies. For example, all the time that I hear people who are dieting, I can't have that. No, you choose not to have that because you want your waistline to get smaller. Don't say you can't. That's an excuse. You've made a choice. I choose not to. I'd rather have a smaller butt than eat that piece of cake. It's a choice. When you tell yourself you can't, then you start to feel restricted, restrained. You start feeling oppressed. No, tell the truth. The truth is you are making a choice. Clear, concise, self-controlled choice. When we say, well, I can't afford it, guess what you're saying? You're saying that your money controls you versus you controlling it. That's what you're saying. When we say, well, I'd like to go to that training seminar, but I just can't afford it. What you're saying is that you said, you went to the checkbook. Oh, mighty checkbook. Mighty checkbook. Ooh, what thou art say to me today. No. Hello. We cannot let our checkbooks decide our lives. We can't let life decide our life. For me, I don't know about you, but I serve a mighty God who owns it all. And if he wants me to have it, I go ask, I seek, and I knock, and boom, it comes forward. That's all I know. In mighty ways. Sometimes it falls flat out of the sky. I'm not kidding you. There are, in fact, I know you all have stories of things like that happening to you. Where there is a will, there is a way. Seek and find. That's the reality. So it's about excuses. And the more you get over your excuses, guess what? The prospects that you will be recruiting into your business have less excuses. It's the wildest and weirdest thing. I've been at this for 15 years. In the beginning, I had all kinds of excuses, and therefore the people I talked to had tons of excuses. The more I worked on my belief system, the more I had my excuses shattered out of me, guess what? My attitude was, I'm going with or without you, and this is where I'm headed, and I know this is going to work, and I know if you work this deal, it's going to work for you. People were afraid not to get started, and that's the way still it is today. I have people who call me who say, Danny, I want to work with you. Hello? That didn't happen 15 years ago. Why? Because my belief system was nothing. Today, I know what I have is awesome. I know that the network marketing industry is phenomenal. I know that I wouldn't be where I'm at today if I wasn't in it. I know that. So there's not people that mess with me that way. You will get there as long as you keep moving forward, I promise you. Okay, so excuses are well-planned life. Some of you, promise me, if excuses are an issue and your life is lived like this, I can't afford it. I can't go because of all the kids. I wish I could, but I can't. Let's see. I just don't have the time. I sure wish I could. Listen, that is letting life live us. We have to stop, number one, answering with those ridiculous answers, almost ingrained answers, and start going, no, this is my choice, because here's the deal. Here's the deal. No, I don't want to go to that training seminar. I know it'll help me make a lot of money, but I just don't want to go. When you hear yourself say the truth, then you're like, what the heck am I thinking? What am I saying? I have to be there. My business is never going to grow if I don't get there. Do you understand? Well, I wish I could make my business work for me. I just don't have what it takes. The truth is this. I'm just not willing to work it hard enough to make it work. When you hear yourself tell the truth and you're like, oh, that's pathetic. No, I need to make it work. Because let me tell you something, folks. If you and your prospects don't get serious about the home-based business that you're in, guess what? 1 year from now, your life is going to look exactly the same, if not worse. That's why. For most of us, 98% of us, that if we don't get serious about our business, 98% of our lives is going to look worse than it does today. We'll be further in debt with worse off health. We'll be a year older, more gray, more wrinkled, more fallen, more sagging. Hello? The bottom line is every day we're dying. If we do not do something to slow that process down, every day we're going into debt. How do I know this? Look at your life. If you've been in the workforce for the last 15 years and you're in debt, well, it looks to me like the last 15-year-old plan has put you into debt. So if you duplicate that over the next 10 years, you can double your debt. Are you with me? And that's the thing you got to realize about your prospect. He's lost, number one. Number two, more than likely in debt. Why? Because most of Americans are. Number three, haven't got a prayer, a clue, a promise, a nothing for a better future. That's who's calling you. You have to realize who's dialing the phone. Who's dialing the phone is not a bunch of successful businessmen who are bored stiff and don't have anything else better to do. There's some of them that on the phone that might want to tell you that as they're sitting there sucking on their orange juice and their boxer shorts, going through the one ads, because maybe he gave up on the last three opportunities he did, and now he's seriously in debt and he's looking at a layoff. But he might be, you know, acting all smart and intelligent with all his wonderful, intelligent questions. Here's the reality. You are the one smart enough to get into your business. Whether or not he sees it will determine his level of intelligence. Hello? I hope somebody got that. You have the intelligence. You saw it. You got it. You got the picture. Whether or not he sees the opportunity, it's either he sees a future or he buys his excuses. Here's the deal. Don't buy other people's excuses. Don't carry their excuses. In fact, some of you need to take a shower after a day of hearing them. And I mean literally. Okay? Here's another thing. You can't convince anybody. You cannot convince anybody. If you convince them to get started, you're going to have to convince them to take your product. If you convince them to take your product, you're going to have to convince them every day to swallow the stupid stuff. If you convince them to swallow the stuff, then you're going to have to convince them to reorder. If you convince them to reorder, you're going to have to convince them every single month. Keep taking it and keep reordering it. And I'm telling you, that is an oppression that you do not want to have. You are not in the business of babysitting. You are in the business of getting out there and finding people with desire who are willing to work, willing to learn, and willing to give it a try. That's who you're looking for, and either people fit that mold or they don't. If they don't, next. On to the next one. Either they see it or they don't. That's the bottom line, hardcore reality. Okay, off on that, let me go to your questions. Here we go. No, I want to go. Let's talk about your product questions first, and I hope I gave you guys enough. And by the way, things are different when you're dealing with cold market versus warm market, and things are different when you're dealing with different quality of leads. For example, romsuccess.com, that is a great lead vendor. If you go to my website, dannyjohnson.com, I have a list of vendors to generate lead products, and romsuccess.com has great leads. He is an awesome guy who started that company. Many of you met him in our seminar in Reston, Virginia last month. But there's different variations of leads. Cutting Edge Media, for example, also has leads that are available. But here's the deal. Like, for example, Darren DeVoe, who runs ROM Success, has live leads, like, available right then and there, meaning you get an email right away. Those are live, high-quality leads. If you are getting a bunch of objections with those people, hello, you got to so seriously work on your skill level because those people are hot and ready to go right then and there. If you're dealing with, like, dirt cheap leads, for example, meaning that these leads have been sold to lots of other people, these leads are, who knows, 3, 4, 5 days old, those are cold. Those are ice cold leads. Don't expect high closing ratios out of those leads. In fact, I would recommend if you're brand new, get on the one of those lists, get those dirt cheap leads, and practice on those people. Because what you need to do when you get on the phone is get to the point and go through enough people that you have to be yourself. Do not try to sound like a salesperson when you are presenting your opportunity people. You just want to be yourself and try to make a friend as quickly as you possibly can on the phone. I can usually do that in 30 to 60 seconds on the phone, having somebody very warm, very friendly with me, and giving me their entire life story right away within the first 30 to 60 seconds on the phone with them. And again, go to the website, check out the CDs and tapes, because all that stuff can help you specifically on that. And by the way, it's a free membership on the website. I didn't say that. Okay, here you go. She says, She says, and this is great because some of you are going to see right through this, and this is Sharon. She says to me, I have a very good and very legitimate question, which comes up a lot, which always tells me Sharon needs to work on her belief system. Says, I can buy the same vitamins from the mail or on the net a lot cheaper. Why is yours any different? Plus, the ads are much cheaper and also have a 30-day money-back guarantee. What do I say, especially now that I am a new associate in the field? It says, thanks for your answer, Sharon. Okay, well, Sharon, number one, I will tell you, I don't know whose field you're in, I don't know if you're mine or whose you're in, but I will tell you that historically, network marketing companies who sell nutritional supplements have a much higher quality product. So, to answer that question, can they buy this, the vitamin that you are selling at Walmart? The answer is absolutely not. I've been in manufacturing. I own my own nutritional network marketing company before. I had nutritional supplements, and I can tell you this, and I've also been in several manufacturers through the years. What I can tell you is this. The answer is no. They cannot buy the same product cheaper. They cannot go to Walmart just because it says vitamin E. Not all vitamin E's are the same. They are not all created equally. Not all vitamins are created equally. And so the reality is that, A, you need to work on your belief system and your product. You need more product knowledge so that you can more fully answer that question. Here's my answer to that question. I'll say, you know what? I don't know about that. All I know is that I got started on this product, and I am so happy that I paid the money that I paid because it really did affect me. My back feels better. My head feels better. My skin looks younger, da-da-da-da-da. I would give my personal testimony for any reason, Sharon, that you are not satisfied, you will get your money back. Okay, so that's how I would handle that. In fact, any product objections, that is always how I answer it, and especially if I identify with them, like, for example, that they've never bought this this product, or let's say paid this kind of money for vitamins before. That was me. I had never spent a lot of money on vitamins before. And here's the deal that you need to know about your customer. Sharon, here's the foundation. Your customer wants to feel better, bottom line. And most of them are battling some kind of health condition, or they have a family member who's either died of cancer or battling it, heart disease, stroke, and cancer. The three top causes of death, and then stroke. Put stroke in there, there's number four. You have got such a beautiful opportunity to help their health. They are concerned with it. They're sitting there taking a look at your opportunity, taking a look at your product, and what you don't know is that most of them are just putting out those questions because they think they're supposed to. That's the first thing. They think they're supposed to be smart and ask you a question. My answer to their questions is always the same, and always has been for the last many, 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 13 years. I've used the same answer to the product objections. That is, you know what, I don't know. But I do know this. I got started on this stuff, and my gosh, my energy level went through the roof. I feel so much better. I sleep better at night. I am amazed at how awesome this product works, and there's no amount of money that I wouldn't pay to feel this good. My production's gone up. I have less stress, emotionally more stable. For any reason, Sharon, that you are not totally satisfied with this, I will give you your money back. And let's say that your company doesn't have a money-back guarantee, which if they don't, oh my gosh, that would be amazing in network marketing. Most of 99% of the companies do have a money-back guarantee. If they have got a good product, they can back them up 100%. Give me a break. Infomercials sell junk, and they money-back guarantee their product. So if not, then I would definitely email your company and say, hello. We need to get with the 21st century. We need a money-back guarantee. And you'll be surprised of how many people do not return the product unless the product is absolute junk, which I doubt that it is. Companies cannot be real successful long-term with junk products. Anyway, so that's it. So the reality is that you need more product knowledge so that you know that you cannot buy the same stuff cheaper. And the other thing is that your answer typically when you're talking about products is, I don't know, all I know is, and then the story. Okay, and then here's another one. Here's an objection that Gail Abbott gets. She says, I don't spend that much money on those types of products. This is a question that she gets often. And she says, what do you think is the best thing to say to people when they ask, how much money are you making if you're not making that much yet? I'll answer that one second. Okay, so this one is I don't spend that much money on these types of products. Here is my answer. I don't know. All I know is I got started on this stuff, and, man, I feel great. I feel better. My energy level is awesome. Emotionally, I'm doing better. I'm much less stressed. For any reason, Gail, that you do not feel totally satisfied with the products, you will get your money back. No questions asked. So, Gail, are you ready to start feeling better, looking younger, and living longer or not? And that's it. That's how I handle those. And because of my conviction in it, that's the bottom line. That truly is the bottom line. And you want to have some enthusiasm when you're selling. Don't be a geek, but enthusiasm definitely sells. People are much more impressed with your enthusiasm, Gail, than they are with your knowledge. And here's the other thing. About the question of they ask you how much money you're making. Tell the truth. Absolutely tell the truth. Say, you know what? I just got started in my business, and much like any other business, you know, when Bill Gates started Microsoft, guess what? He didn't make a profit right away. And so I see it coming. Every day I'm building it, and every day we're working towards building customers, and I see that we'll be turning a profit within the next 90 days. You can say that if that's what you see. And here's the deal, Gail. Definitely go. If you haven't ordered the CDs yet, I encourage you to do that. Or get on the website. There's free conference calls from past conference calls that we've done that are downloaded on that. Stories are everything. 2 weeks ago, I did a conference call on telling your story. Because stories is what sells people on getting started. Stories is what gets them on the product, keeps them on the product. It's what gets them to move into a distributorship. Now, when somebody would ask, you know, which I don't know that I've ever had anyone ask me this question, but this is how I've trained other people how to handle it. And again, it's because of my attitude. The attitude I had was, I'm making it. No one knew. If I wasn't making any, they did not know it. And it was strictly on my attitude. For example, Gail, did people ask you on your job how much money you're making? No. Well, what an inappropriate question. But here's the deal. This is what I would say. You know what? To tell you the truth, I just got started. I'm excited because I see a profit coming here real soon. But I can tell you that my sponsor, Jeff, he got started, and this is what he made. And here's another story. And, Gail, here's something else you could do. I don't know if you do live presentations or not, but if you do, have your picture taken with various different people in your business. Or you guys could even email pictures to each other. You know, the digital world is beautiful that way. But just get a little tiny photo album. If you're doing one-on-one presentations or group presentations, then show them the pictures. Hey, this is Steve. This is what Steve made his first month. This is what he made his second month. This is what he made his first year. This is so-and-so. And you pound them with testimonials, live pictures of people that this is what they're making. This guy's making $500 extra a month. This guy's making $5,000 extra a month. But testimonials and pictures are, oh, man, they're truly unbeatable. And their answers are, gosh, man, if that guy can do it, I can do it. And you want to know as much as you possibly can about these stories that you are telling. So there you go. Question answered. Here's another one. This is interesting. She didn't leave her name. Nope. Okay, it says, I met a lady today who was on crutches with an injured knee that the doctors can't help, and her pain is terrible. Yet the very mention of a natural juice that can improve her pain, and she states, oh, I'm going to stay with my sports doctor, as she hobbles away. None are so blind as those who will not see. Yes, you're right. Okay, now, here's the deal, and I don't know, I wish I knew this person's name. Mangosteen is, anyway, that's who the person was. But anyway, here's the deal. It's all in the approach, and it's all in how you set it up, okay? Get the bases loaded with the foundation. If I was hobbling around on crutches and the stranger just came up to me and said, hey, listen, I have a juice that can totally help you with your knee, I'd be like, dude, who are you? I would be obvious that somebody was trying to sell me something. And so my whole approach and the foundation of where I teach from is don't look, act, walk, talk, or smell like a salesman. Whatever you do, be concerned about making a friend first. Then in the conversation, find a need. Even if the need is obvious, someone hobbling around on crutches, you want to put some duct tape on your mouth, and you want to have a poker face pretending like you don't even notice, okay? Pretending that you don't even have a person. Be genuinely interested in the person on the crutches. Get her to tell you all a story about what happened with her knee and the kind of things that her doctor's doing or the kind of things she isn't doing. And then, if there is a need that you feel that you can fill, which obviously the knee is obvious, you can say, you know, I don't know if what I have is going to work for you or not, but can I just tell you, I know somebody who had the same thing happen to them, and they started taking more of a natural approach to help them. I'm sure you're totally confident in what your doctor's doing, but all I know is they said this helped them significantly. So here, let's exchange numbers. I'll send you some information. If you want to check it out, great. If you don't, that's fine too. But it's 100% natural and 100% guaranteed. If for any reason that it does not help your knee, you're going to get 100% of your money back. No questions asked. So anyway, let's just exchange numbers. I really enjoy talking to you, and I'd love to just follow up with you. Real non-threatening is what I would recommend on that. Hopefully that helped you. Okay, here's another one. I would like to know how to reply to people that claim my product is too expensive. Goes back to the foundation. A, do you believe, Eileen, that your products are too expensive? If you believe that your products are too expensive, then guess what? Everyone you talk to is going to give you that response. So that's a good old question to ask yourself. Second thing is, here's my answer, always is, I don't know about that. Gosh, Eileen, all I know is that I got started on this stuff and I've never felt better before in my life for any reason that you don't get the same kind of results. I promise you, you're going to get 100% of your money back. So are you ready to start feeling better or not? And really, how much is your health worth to you? Next one. My cupboards are already stocked. I will have to use what I have before I can join and buy anything else. Okay, this is a question from Marilyn. Okay, here is what I would say. I say, you know what, Marilyn, I don't know about that. All I do know is that you just finished telling me that all that stuff you're taking is not making you feel as good as I feel on this one thing over here. So all I know is if you just try this out for a month, and if you don't like it, you're going to get 100% of your money back. So you already know what that stuff in your cupboard isn't doing. Why don't you just try this out for a month? If you don't like it, you can return it, no questions asked, and get 100% of your money back. So are you ready to start putting something down your throat that actually is going to work? There you go. Next one. Now we're on to the business questions. I have like 13 minutes left. Okay. It says, hi, the question I get asked the most is, I just don't have the time to do that. And another one I get asked a lot is, I don't have anyone else to talk to about the business if I did get started. Good questions, but how should I answer without sounding pushy or desperate to my client? Okay. These are good questions. And the thing you have to realize, Stephen Underwood, is this. They were looking for a home-based business, therefore they already assessed that it would take extra time. The question is, did you find their need? So if you find their need, you do it through building form, family, occupation, recreation, and message. And I know I'm talking over a lot of your people's heads. That's why you got to go to the website and get some foundational training there. But if you lay down the foundation, there is no amount of time that people are not willing to spend to be able to get out of debt or pay for the kids' college tuition or have extra money for vacations or whatever. Whatever their desire is, which is what you're trying to find, their desire, the question of time is not an issue. So if you have an issue with the time, then, and check this out, most people... Okay, now a lot of the guys that, you know, just like, you know, I just don't have the time for that. I can tell you right now, he got off the phone with you and turned on the television and watched Friends. Spent an hour in front of the TV when he could have been spending an hour on the phone making money. It's trading hours for dollars. And listen, the average American burns through 7 hours of television a day. That is a national statistic. And I'm sure every one of you on the phone right now is going to say, oh, that's not me. Well, it's somebody, because that's a national statistic. 7 hours a day of television. You have to know that from the people that are calling to say, I don't have the time. There are very, 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 very few people that are out there that are as busy as I am, let's say. But hello? 7 months ago when I got asked to come in and train other sales organizations, guess what? I didn't have the time. I have 5 children. But I made the time. Because my desire to help other people was stronger than my excuse of not having enough time. I find time to make things happen. And so, A, you're looking for desire. Two, if someone's giving you that time issue, you have to know that it's a crock. It is such a line. It's such an excuse. They're looking for it. And so you say, this is what I say. You know what? Tell me why you say that. Well, tell me why you answered the ad. And if I go down the list, let's say that this guy, Steven, let's say, Steven, I'm going to role play with you on this, and let's say that Steven says, you know, Danny, I just really don't have the time. I say, wow, okay, that's awesome. I completely understand. I'm a mom. I've got 5 kids. I understand the thing about not having any time. So, you know, earlier you were telling me that you really needed to get out of debt. Tell me why you need to get out of debt. And then he would say something like, well, because I hate having this thing hanging over my head, really. How long did it take to get into debt? Oh, it's just been accumulating every year for many, many years. Really? How much more debt you think you'll incur over the next year or two if you don't do this business? It's just a question. If you stay on the same path, Stephen, if you stay on the same path, how much more debt will you accumulate in the next 2 years? And you'll see silence. And you be silent. And he'll eventually crack, and he will eventually say, well, I never really thought about that. Let me ask you this, Stephen. You said you were deadly serious about getting out of debt. So, are you at least willing to work, willing to learn, and willing to give it a try? Just finding 5 to 10 hours a week to put in your leisure, so that you can get out of debt and help to release your family from this horrible oppression. What's he going to say? No, I think I want to stay oppressed. No, he's not going to say that. He's absolutely not going to say that. And here's the other thing. When I find that people are, you know, they're handing you an excuse like that, and here's something else that I'll say. Here's another way that I've handled this objection, which I don't get very often. But here's the way I handle it. I say, you know what, Bob? Is it that you really don't have the time, that you really do have a strong desire, and you truly don't have the time to be able to get out of debt? Or you just don't know any other way to just kind of blow me off or tell me that you don't want to do this? And this is what will happen. No, no, really, I really have a strong desire to get out of debt. Really? Man, I'm just curious because it's not sounding like you really have that strong of a desire. It sounds like that maybe you don't. No, I do. I'm deadly serious about getting out of debt. Okay, well, here's your application. This is going to get you out of debt. Shut up and hand the application. And so I do, and I'll ask those kind of questions really. Tell me honestly. Is it that you really, truly don't have the time, or you just really just don't know any other way to say no? And then just tell me the truth, man, because I don't want to follow up with you if I don't need to. And then, boom, gone, I'm out of there. Here's another one. Oh, we could do this for hours. Okay, here's one of my favorites. Is this one of those pyramid things? Here's my answer to that question. And again, if I found the need and I found my client's need, then I typically don't get this answer. And by the way, if you are currently getting this answer, you might not want to fish in some other ponds, because that is like the most outdated 1970s response. I can't even tell you. That response stopped happening in the late 90s. I mean, people today know that network marketing works, and when people ask you that question, they are showing you an absolute huge amount of ignorance when they say, is this a pyramid scheme? Because it is so well known that network marketing is not a pyramid scheme. Okay, so is this one of those pyramid things? This one says, well, why do you say that? What do you mean by that? Okay, so again, what do you mean by that, or why do you say that? Okay, and if they say, for example, in response to what do you mean by that, then he'll usually say, well, you know, one of those things where I have to recruit my friends, and then, you know, I recruit some people and I make money on them, and I'll look at, well, if I'm looking at face-to-face with them, I'll give them, like, the crazy, like, what, are you kidding me? Or if it's on the phone, I'll say, yeah, you know, like, what exactly are you talking about? Well, you know, one of those things, you know, I sign my friends up and all that kind of stuff, and, okay, well, is that what you want to do? Do you want to sign up your friends? No, I don't want to do that. Oh, great, you don't need to do that here. And there's the answer to that one. Okay, so, or as they say, if I say, okay, what do you mean by that? Oh, is this one of those things where the guy at the top makes the most amount of money? Why, are you looking for something like that? No, I'm not looking for that at all. Great. And no, that's not what this is. Boom, here you go. Or you can say, if you're live with them, I give the example of an upside-down pyramid. But anyway, so the person at the top makes the most amount of money. Let me ask you something. Who do you work for? Oh, I work for FedEx Express. Really? Oh, gosh. Have you heard the story of FedEx? The guy who ran that company? Amazing. Yeah, he's the guy at the top. and he makes the most amount of money. Is that what you're talking about? One of those, like a corporate deal? Well, I don't know about that. They'll see, boom, total ignorance. But you ask them more questions, and then you give them their answer. Why are you, you know, am I going to make money off my friends? Well, do you want to make money off your friends? Well, no, I don't want to make money off my friends. Well, fine, then no, you absolutely don't have to worry about making any money off your friends. Now, check this out. This cracks me up about people. Let's say that same guy opened a donut shop, okay? He opens a donut shop, puts together these beautiful pastries, okay? And check it out. His friend walks in the door. This guy's looking for a beautiful cinnamon roll to add to the last three that he had the day before. And guess what? He walks in, and Bob says, the same Bob that just said, is this a pyramid and I don't want to sell anything to my friends, the same Bob says, I'm sorry, George, you got to turn around, you got to leave. I don't want to sell anything to my friends. I took a vow. I can't sell any cinnamon rolls to my friends. I'm sorry. Go right next door because Mark down the street, he makes really good ones. Hello? I mean, isn't that just the most asinine thing you've ever heard? But that's how people think. Duh. Anyway, is this MLM? Is this MLM? And here's my answer. Well, what do you mean by that? Because you want to understand what their understanding of MLM is, or network marketing. What's their understanding of it? Because if they have a negative idea about it, and you answer that, you could be answering it totally wrong. Or let's say they don't have a negative idea about it, and you're answering it totally wrong. So get them to clarify their question. So if they say, is this MLM? I'll say, well, tell me what do you mean by that? And it's probably the similar thing of, well, does that, you know, like one of those things where, you know, I'm going to go recruit my friends into it, and then I'm going to make money on them. Well, is that what you want to do? No. Great. No. No. We do advertising. We run a real live home-based business. We've contracted in manufacturers. We've contracted in executive staff. They run the company for us. We get to just be representatives, and that's how it works. We build and train a sales force is how we do this thing. So here's your application. Boom. There you go. Okay, that's it. Okay, here's another one. It says, I'm not good at sales or I don't like sales. And I'll say, well, tell me what you mean by that. And they'll say something like, well, I just really am not good at sales and stuff like that. Okay, well, is there a reason why you think you're not good at sales? Well, I just don't like that kind of thing. Okay, that's totally fine. That's great because, to be honest with you, majority of the people in our company have never been in sales. In fact, our top producer has never been in sales, and they've done real good. Do you like customer service type stuff? Oh, yes, I love customer service. Do you like, you know, serving people in any way? Oh, I love doing that kind of stuff. Great. Then here's your application. Boom, there you go. Yeah, and then here's the other thing is, and some people will say, well, I just don't know if I could do it because, you know, I just don't know if I'm good at that kind of thing. And I'll say, gosh, you know what, Sarah, you know what you told me the other day. You told me that we were talking about our first jobs. Now, you remember when you first started that first job? Remember how uneasy you were that very first day? Do you remember how self-conscious you were? Remember all the mistakes you made? And you just say, oh, yes, oh, I hate that first day thing. And then through time, you got really good at it. Yeah. And now it's like autopilot. You don't even have to think about your job. Yeah. Well, that's exactly how this will become. Anything new can be intimidating during the beginning. That's how come we got awesome training to help you get through that learning curve. So there you go on that. Anyway, I'm out of time, and I still have a stack full of emails. So I'm sorry if I wasn't able to get to all of your questions. In fact, let's continue this next week. I will do another call next week on the same topic. We'll talk about more excuses and objections and how to handle them next Monday night, the 23rd of February, same time, California time. And so if you get other objections that I did not answer, or if I had not answered yours or said your name yet, just know I'll get to it next week, and you guys can send us more emails on more objections that you guys hear and more questions about the topic that I talked about tonight. So we'll do this call continue again next week, same time, 7 p.m. California time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Other than that, guys, I just want to thank you so much for your time, your attention. It's late over there. It's late over here. And so, again, go to the website. This conference call will be downloaded within the next 48 hours so that you guys can listen to it then. And we will be having some of these conference calls available on CD so that you can take them into your cars and listen to them, pass them around to some of your sales force and stuff like that. Just a quick announcement. You know that March 13th and 14th, the seats are filling up fast for the Sacramento seminar. We have a lot of different people promoting that event. We would love to see you there if you really want to get... handling objections and all that kind of fun stuff, then you most definitely want to be there. Other than that, I'm going to unmute the line. And we are all live. I just want to say good night. God bless you guys. And you can all just yell out your name or good night, God bless, whatever. And thanks so much for being on the call, and I'll see you next Monday night.
Hey.
Bye, Danny.
Bye, Danny.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Great call.